Hi, everybody. This is Nick Forster. Today, we're digging into the E-Town archives. Back in July of 2012, we had the pleasure of welcoming the legendary actor, comedian, author, musician, Steve Martin to E-Town for a special taping at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Steve has always included his banjo playing in his comedy routines throughout his career. He's really been focused more on playing music since his first record came out in the early 2000s. And he's been acting a little less, but spending more time on the road and playing banjo and recording and touring with all kinds of different bluegrass acts, especially the Steep Canyon Rangers, who you will hear him playing with right here.
That's right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I first played Red Rocks actually 35 years ago. So there are a lot of familiar faces in the audience. And I'll tell you something, it was so different then. First of all, this rock was over here. And this was a parking lot with stores. So, now this next song, title song off our record called Rare Bird Alert, and it's the song is called Rare Bird Alert, and you'll enjoy this more, I think, if you imagine yourself maybe in a forest or on a rowboat, maybe in the woods, maybe relaxing on a stream in a very scary part of Kentucky. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
This next song is going to be sung by the lead singer of the Steep Canyon Rangers, Mr. Woody Platt, ladies and gentlemen. Woody Platt, the bluegrass singer from North Carolina. Anyway, here's the song. It's called Daddy Played the Banjo.
Sometimes I wake up at night and hear a distant tune, where the music would echo around my childhood room. And I'd sneak down the back stairs Daddy never knew, and I'd grab a broom and make believe that I was picking tune. One day Daddy placed my fingers down upon the strings, and he picked in with his other hand. We made the banjo ring. Now the music takes me back across the yellow days, to the summers with my dad and the tunes he played. About the things I did, 'cause I'm the banjo player who never had a kid. Now I sit beneath the yellow tree, hoping that a kid somewhere's listening to me. Daddy played the beneath the yellow tree, it rang across the backyard and woes fell on me. Now the banjo takes me back through the foggy haze, where memory of what never was became the good old days.
Martin, welcome to E-Town.
Thank you. I've been trying to get on for a long, long time.
First of all, congratulations. Another great success, the new CD.
Thank you.
Rare Bird Alert, I think, is a good one.
Thanks. Working with the Rangers has been great.
I was going to say, unlike The Crow, this is a chance for you to work with the band you've been touring with, the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Yeah. So we went into the studio and we actually already knew the songs. We didn't have to work them out or explain them to anyone.
How did you find those guys and how long have you been working with them?
Well, it's been about 3 years now. And it all came about because, you know, when I recorded The Crow, my agent, Mark Geiger, in Los Angeles, said, well, you know, you have to go on the road. And I said, I do? And I hadn't been on the road, you know, for 25 years.
Yeah.
Just the thought of it just filled me with dread. Because the last time I toured, I was a stand-up comedian,
right.
And I was alone on stage all the time.
Yeah.
And it was difficult, you know, being alone all the time.
Yeah.
And he said, there's two ways to do it. He says, one, you can hire individual musicians
you know, every time you go out, you can find them, and they're either available or not. And if the fiddle player is not available, you have to find another fiddle player and teach them all the songs and everything. He says, or you can find an existing band, and they're either all available or all not available. And I said, well, I only know one band, the Steep Canyon Rangers. And I asked them if they wanted to tour. And I didn't know if it would be good for them or not.
Right.
You know, I thought it might taint their bluegrass, you know, traditional.
Smear them with some
other kind
influences.
Of comedian you know, taint. But anyway, it didn't work out that way. It worked out really well for all of us.
Yeah.
And
it makes it so that every gig is not the first gig every time you have new musicians.
Exactly. Yeah. For me, it worked out really well, and I think it worked out well for them.
Right. In case you just joined us, I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. We're here with Steve Martin. And there's some great special guests on your CD. You've got the Dixie Chicks singing on one song.
Right.
You've got Paul McCartney on another song.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney singing such an unlikely lyric in bluegrass that he's willing to accept, even likes the girl's former boyfriend.
Yeah.
I even like your ex-boyfriend, which is in bluegrass, of course, an anomaly, because normally one would kill the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I never thought of that. I guess that cancels it out from being a real bluegrass song.
But it must have been a great experience also, just having these opportunities to bring friends and acquaintances and people in to sing your music, to sing your songs.
Yes, well, imagine the idea of having Paul McCartney sing one of your songs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just staggering. And the Dixie Chicks as well.
Yeah. Well, it's such an interesting transition, because obviously the banjo has been part of your act, your performing world, for so many years. And yet the early days when doing comedy all the time, you know, there was a certain amount of it that is... It was still really good banjo playing, but you were sort of tossing it off a little bit.
Well, you know, when I first started, I did play the banjo, but I used it only because I needed time. I was a comedian. I didn't have enough jokes. I did a magic. I did everything I could possibly do. So I used the banjo, and I did use it for comedy, because I started in the folk music days, and you always had funny songs and little things. But I always played something serious, and I even when I was at my heyday as a comedian, I did play something serious in the show. But another thing I liked about it is that it looked hard.
Yeah.
And because my comedy looked easy, I wanted to do something that looked hard. So they knew I wasn't just messing around up there.
Well, it worked. The combination was genius. Yeah. It worked great. Well, there's also, it's so clear that you have so much joy from actually playing the music.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And I just love the fact that, you know, one thing good about my career is that people come not knowing the music.
Right.
And they leave, I believe, just loving the music. You know, and I hope that they search out other artists, because, you know, we play a lot of performing arts centers, and I think one week they get, you know, the symphony, and then one week they get the Chinese ballet, mm-hmm. and then one week they get a string quartet, and then one week they get us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not far from a string quartet.
That's right.
You know, it's acoustic music played live that is difficult.
And it's also,
it's catchy as opposed to...
Exactly. You know. And it's comparatively current.
Yeah.
But you're right in that the instrumentation is fairly rigid, you know, like a string quartet. You know, mm-hmm. there is a prescribed, if you showed up with an accordion or a tuba or some other instrument, albeit acoustic, you know, wouldn't really be bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
that's right. And, you know, melodies are passed from instrument to instrument, like a string quartet, and reinforced by other instruments.
But meanwhile, here we are, 9,000 seats, Red Rocks, amazing, Arlo Guthrie, Emmylou Harris, you guys, the Steep Canyon Rangers, and you. It's a great combination. And what a lovely way for you to be sort of reacquainted with traveling and touring and performing in an ensemble setting, really for the first time.
Right.
And having a good bunch of guys to be on the road with.
Right, really good. They're really fun to travel with. They're all sane, which, you know.
It's lucky. You know, it's not common.
I know, it's not common in a band. And they're dedicated to each other. They're dedicated to their group. It's not like somebody's getting ready to leave every, you know, two months or something like that.
Yeah.
And everybody's dedicated to rehearsal and the show.
Yeah.
And how to make it better. And we like to change things up, whether it's comedy or music.
Right. In case you just joined us, I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. We're here with Steve Martin. I get the feeling that of all the things you've done and all the things you've accomplished and all the awards and all the recognition, this is up there. This
you
is
know,
up there.
I'm. It really is up there. Yeah. It really is because it's alive.
Yeah.
You know, it's a living, breathing thing.
Right.
And, you know, there's some shows that just come out and for no reason at all, you're incredibly relaxed or I'm incredibly relaxed or the group is incredibly relaxed.
Yeah.
For some reason, you're playing better than you've ever played in your life. And some shows you're struggling along and you can't figure out why.
Right.
You know.
But you're always chasing that peak experience.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Which is about being alive.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember seeing something I was not used to when I first started doing this. With comedy, you live by every second. What's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? And with this, you know, you do a funny intro, you do a funny joke, you do a thing, and then you play the song. And I actually looked out and saw people with their eyes closed bobbing their heads. And I thought, oh, it's time to relax. And they're actually enjoying the music. I forgot about that part. Mm-hmm. Where they just sort of tap their foot or listen to the songs. I can actually disconnect in a strange way and think about the music and think about what I'm playing and think about it in an entirely different way to connect to the audience.
So when you were putting together a comedy routine of, say, 20 minutes, it wasn't 20 minutes as 20 minutes times 60 seconds.
You're exactly.
Thinking
exactly.
The whole thing.
Not even 60 seconds, more like 10 seconds or 5 seconds at a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what a great legacy. And congratulations again on your success in all these endeavors, but particularly as a musician. Thank you so much for making E-Town a part of your world.
Yeah.
This is great.
My pleasure.
Well, let's get back to music on stage at Red Rocks. Steve Martin, the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Thank you.
This is the entire Atheist hymnal right here. A little song called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have, their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play.
Romantics play. Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune.
Wrote a tune.
For godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing.
Some folks sing a Bach cantata.
Bach cantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing.
Pentecostals sing. They sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics head the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count, they count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no
songs. Don't have no songs.
Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, Rounder recording artists. Thanks for listening. I'm Nick Forster. Join us next week when we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.